darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And then verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. While millions and millions of people celebrate Christmas, including many who do not identify with the Christian faith, and they don't call themselves necessarily Christians, and while Christian churches around the world speak and sing about baby Jesus, most of them really don't know or care who he is. I mean, the child called Jesus, or the person in the New Testament called Jesus Christ. And they talk about Christmas. They will wish each other Merry Christmas. And they will wish all kinds of things. And they will even put signs and things and the manger with Jesus. And yet, if you really ask them who is Jesus or what it meant when Jesus was born, most people will accept that Jesus was a man who lived about 2,000 years ago, and major religions actually will say that Jesus was a good and moral teacher or a prophet. But let me quote to you C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, writes the following. I'm trying here to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him, Jesus Christ. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept him and his claims to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would be a great moral teacher. Will not be a great moral teacher, I'm sorry. He would either be a lunatic or on a level with man who says he's poached egg, or else he would be the devil from hell. You must make your choice, he's continuing. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon. Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come up with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that option open to us. He did not intend to. What C.S. Lewis was saying actually was that to say that Jesus was a good teacher or a prophet, but he was not God, is actually a contradiction and not an option. To say that Jesus was a good and moral teacher and reject his claims makes no sense. How can a moral teacher, a good godly man, a prophet claim to be God? Either Jesus was, is God, or he was a liar or a lunatic. If Jesus is not God, then he was the best liar that the human race ever produced.
If Jesus is not God, then he is the best or worst liar that the human race ever produced. Think about that. People say, and I've heard all kinds of religious leaders and people say, oh yes, 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 Jesus was a good rabbi. Jesus was a good teacher. He was a prophet, actually. And even other religions will say, yes, he is one of our gods. And yet, Jesus never said that. Jesus said that he is God. And if he, as they say, they believe he was a great prophet or a prophet, then they should follow what he said and accept him or not call him a good prophet. If they say that he was a great teacher and preacher and a good humanitarian, then it will not make sense if this great man, great teacher, humanitarian, he would call himself God. And if people say, some believe, that Jesus was one of their gods, then that won't make any sense, because if one of your gods said he is God and he is the only way to eternal life, then that won't make any sense either. On the other hand, if people say, yes, I believe in Jesus, yes, I believe Jesus is God, and I believe I'm a Protestant, I'm Baptist, I was baptized, and yet they don't follow him, that makes no sense either. But Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Actually, he is God manifest in the flesh. The coming of Jesus Christ was prophesied throughout the Old Testament and was anticipated by those who lived before the New Testament. In Luke 3, verse 15, we read, the people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts, if John might possibly be the Christ. Throughout the Old Testament, Jesus has been foretold that he is coming. In Micah 5:2, we read, and I have a few verses to share with you this morning. Micah 5:2, the Old Testament, Jesus had not yet come. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Of course, Emmanuel means God with us. Isaiah 9:6, we read it. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Psalm 72, verse 10 says, the kings of Tarshish, of distant shores, will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts. Isaiah 60, verse 6 says, herds of camels will cover your land, your camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Isaiah 53:7 says, he was oppressed and afflicted, and yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Now these are prophecies. These were things that God said through these writers. Of course, there are
those who say that Jesus never claimed to be God, and yet the Bible is very clear with that. Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, and there are verses. He claimed to be the Son of God, and there are many verses. He claimed to be God. So if he is a prophet, so if he is a great teacher, if he is a great rabbi, why would he lie and call himself a God? They should have rejected him. They should reject him today. They should not even mention his name. Either they don't believe in Jesus and they pretend to believe in Jesus for political reasons, or they're not sure, or they cannot prove that he is not God. But we know that Jesus said that he who has seen me has seen the Father. It is reasonable to believe that Jesus said that what Jesus said about himself, if billions of people claim that he was a good teacher, a moral person, a prophet, why people would doubt as such a person? Most birth announcements come after a birth, actually. But Isaiah announced the birth of Christ centuries before his birth. Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born." Yes, a prince was born in Bethlehem, the prince of life and peace. People are trying to find some peace these days. People are talking about peace in the Middle East. They're trying to find peace in Europe. They're trying to establish rules and regulations how to rule over people, how to make the masses of people be quiet and shut up and not revolt against the government. And they don't know how to do it. Big countries, empires collapsed. Big governments are bankrupt today. We look around us and we see superpowers are in verge of bankruptcy. And you say, what peace are you talking about? Well, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, was born not to become the center of some celebration, or it's a good idea to celebrate, and what can we use as a symbol? A little baby. Babies are cute, beautiful, and what's wrong in worshiping, or at least claiming that we worship a little baby? There's no harm. I mean, this religion, that religion, every religion can sort of celebrate and have a good time. That's all good, so the Christians feel good that everyone is celebrating Christmas, and yet we are not celebrating the birth. When I say we, the world, those who celebrate, are not celebrating really the birth of the Prince of Peace. We're not celebrating the birth of God in the flesh. And this has become a stumbling block to many. People will say, of one religion will come to our office at our business place and they will say, how can you believe in one God and say Jesus is God? Others will say, we are monotheists. We believe in one God, but Christianity believes in three gods. Let me once again say that the Bible says there is only one God and we worship one God, and there is no one other than that one living Jehovah God. And yet, God who created the world, God who created us, God who created everything, is able to come to this earth in the person of Jesus as a human being, so he can walk with us and talk with us and tell us who we really are and tell us what we really need in this world. He could do it. He did it. And yet people doubt it or can't see it, cannot explain it. And I always use the example of electronics, chemistry. You take a pill and you believe that it's going to cure you. You don't know how it was made, where it came from, what went in that pill. And yet you believe, you take it. and all of a sudden, after 2 seconds, you feel good.
Well, the brain plays tricks on you. A lot of Christians are like that. They say, okay, I'm a born-again believer, praise the Lord. And all of a sudden, they jump up and down and they feel good. It's good to feel that way, but that's not what a new birth is. New birth is like these little babies who are making little noises, and they're sweet noises, voices actually. Means that they are born, and now they are growing, and one day they'll be sitting there, or one of them will be here preaching, and someone will be probably governing the country. I hope not. How can you govern a country without losing all your... I'm getting into trouble. Okay, and... You know what? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if you think about it, you either believe that Jesus is God in the flesh, or reject Him and just don't play religion. I mean, celebrate your ancestors, and there are those. And celebrate the trees or the moon, and there are those who celebrate the moon. If Jesus is nothing more than a symbol of a little baby that brought a holy day to us, then you can worship anyone and anything. But if you believe in Jesus, and if you say He was a good teacher, a good rabbi, good prophet, then follow Him. Or else don't call Him good. Call Him a liar. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to give light to those in darkness and those in the shadow of death. We just read in Isaiah, those who were walking and living in darkness, all of a sudden they saw a light. They saw the light. The wise man in the Middle East saw the light. And they walked and walked and traveled for a couple of years, maybe 2-3 years, until they found the Messiah. Until they found the Prince of Peace. Are we willing to do that? He came to help those in trouble. And believe me, you and I are in trouble. Daily, we have to deal with pressures. We have to deal with family problems. We have to deal with unemployment. We have to deal with jealousy, with anger, with lusts, selfish lusts. And how can we fight this good fight? Apostle Paul says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, the race, and I've kept the faith. Meaning that a Christian life, a Christian walk is a journey. When you are journeying, you sometimes stumble and fall, and Christ is there to help you. This is what it means. He came to help those who need help. Those of us who struggle with inner conflicts, He is there to help. Those who struggle with family problems, He is there to help each one of us. Those of us who struggle with sickness and illness and unemployment and low self-esteem, He is there to help. And yet, if you don't believe He is God, then you're wasting your time. Only God can do that. He came to bring hope and salvation to the human race lost in darkness. I've heard so many times people reject everything. They reject governments now. They reject their families, young people. They reject the system. They reject God. They reject the church. They reject everything because they feel that all these establishments have let them down. And they feel that there is no hope in the world. And so what if I do drugs? So what if I drink a lot? So what if I go from one partner to another partner? So what if I don't believe in marriage? So what if I don't believe in God? There is no hope out there. And they would be right to feel that way, because even the church today has stopped being the light, or the lighthouse, if you wish, those who are lost in darkness, to look and see that light and say, there, I'm going to the light. Churches themselves
are struggling, have brought in the world with its problems and difficulties. And so the only light, the only hope that is left is God Himself, Christ. But when Jesus came, there was no room for Christ in the inn. That's 2,000 years ago. And you would have thought by now people have heard about Jesus. By now they know who Jesus is. By now they have changed their minds about who He is. And they will invite Him in and He will be their guest. Yes, they do build huge cathedrals. Yes, when you go to Europe and Germany and France and even here you'll see huge cathedrals named after saints or God Himself. And sad to say, very often you walk into these cathedrals, the churches today here, and you may not find God because other things have replaced Him. There was room for business in the inn, but not for Jesus. Oh, the inn was inviting in people to come in. And their business was good. And yet when Jesus came, the Creator, there was no room for Him. There is room for us when it comes to business. Business has replaced our faith. Pleasure has replaced our faith. And yet when it comes to Jesus, the baby that we are celebrating, these huge celebrations, the churches and the world, are for nothing if we don't understand the meaning of His coming. There was room for pleasure in the inn, but not for Jesus. When they asked, yesterday I was listening to the Greek program on CJAD, not on CJAD, on the Greek station, CFMB, and they had asked children, little children, to write about Christmas, what is the meaning of Christmas? And their response was very interesting. Well, Christmas is a day that we enjoy good food. Christmas is when my grandmother makes those nice kurabiyeras, those nice things. Christmas is when this, when Christmas is that, and when and one or two said when Christulis was born. Christulis is the little Jesus Christ was born. This is what has become of Jesus, the Son of God, God Himself. Yeah, that's why our church is empty, because I should have been saying good things. And yet, when Jesus came, God, they killed Him on the cross. People are not willing to listen to what they should be like. They want to know that they can do anything they want. There was room for others in the inn, but not for Jesus. Things have not changed much. There is still no room in the hearts of men. The homes, the schools, nations, and even many religious centers and churches have removed or are about to remove Christ from their homes, the schools, the government. You can talk about any religion you want. You can discuss any religion you want in the school, in the university. But don't talk about Jesus. Don't talk about Christ. That is not politically correct. You will offend those who don't believe in Him. Well, that's exactly why Jesus came for. He came for those who did not believe in Him or did not know God or they thought they knew God, and He just came to make it very clear that He is the only way, the only life. I get up, and those who will be listening to the message on our website, they may disagree with me when I say that Jesus said, I'm not saying it, Jesus said, I'm the only way, the only truth, the only life. And for that, they killed Him. The birth of Jesus was an announcement of great news. A Savior, Christ the Lord, had come. The shepherds went and found him. The wise men from the east found him. The question this morning is, have you found him yet? Or you are still searching? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for being so patient and loving and compassionate. This morning, once again, we did read your word. And Lord, we ask you please to strengthen our faith. And Lord, if I have, as a messenger, said something that was wrong, something that was not according to your will, please erase it from our minds. But I am also sure that you have spoken to each one of us through your presence, through the Holy Spirit. Teach each one of us and help us to discern what is right, what comes from you and what comes from man, and their desire to change things to please themselves. Father, I pray for those who are here this morning, each one of us, may we be restored. May we be touched by your presence and go out from this building and praise you and rejoice and celebrate your presence in our lives and your birth in this earth. In your blessed name I pray. Amen.